We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, with all this heavy news, maybe you want to take a break this week and just veg out. Kritika Malik Arjuna is the senior editor of TV Guide, and she's got just the solution for us if you can make it to Wednesday. Beverly Hills 90210. Man, I used to watch that show, and when I lived in Los Angeles as a, you know, in my early 20s, we'd spot the cast members at different bars around town. It was a big, you know, oh, there's Shannon Doherty, and there's Luke Perry. So what is this? Is it a full reunion show?
So this one's a bit of a show within a show, and it's all very meta. So what's happening is basically the original characters of Beverly Hills 90210 are reuniting to make a show, like to make a reboot of the original show. But the show that we're watching on air is a sort of a docuseries of them getting together to remake the show. So we never actually see the remake. It's like a mockumentary of what would happen if they actually got the cast back together. And I've seen a couple episodes, and it's really funny, and it's really sweet, and it just really gives these actors a cool chance to sort of play with this legacy and this era of, you know, their career. And I think for anybody who is a really big fan of the original, they'll find this show to be, like, really compelling, and you'll definitely want to watch. The only sad note is, of course, Luke Perry, who died recently, and the show is going on without him, but I think there's going to be, you know, sort of a big hole left in the cast, and there's going to be a really sweet memorial to Luke Perry.
All right, well, you know, for people who grew up with that, or in their late teens, early 20s, that's bound to be somewhat interesting. I might watch it and then not admit that I watched it. All right, let's talk about Thursday, Woo Assassins, another one of these things that'll be floating across my Netflix screen, I guess. What is this?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a very cool project by Netflix, where it's basically like tapping into anybody who grew up loving martial arts movies. This is a really, really like super-powered martial arts cast, and it's about this chef who ends up like with the powers of a super-powered assassin.
A chef?
He's a chef, and he comes from this family that he doesn't know is connected to this like big legacy that's like taking over Chinatown. And like one day, all of a sudden, he discovers that he has the power to stop his neighborhood from being taken over by these, like, you know, evil corporate forces, and it ends up having a really good family connection. And honestly, the best part of it is the fights. It's amazing. Okay. The choreography looks so good.
I'm curious as to how many people will commit to that. Woo Assassins on Netflix, and then Sunday, Succession season 2.
Yeah, so if you guys didn't watch Succession in season 1, this is a very interesting sort of behind-the-scenes family drama about a wealthy family that owns a giant media conglomeration.
Rupert Murdoch's family?
It actually is based off of Rupert Murdoch's family. The person who created the show wrote a really good feature that never got made about Rupert Murdoch's family, and that script eventually turned in to sort of the base of Succession. And it's not, you know, the family in the show is not called the Murdochs, they're called the Roys, and they're sort of a stand-in for every one of those like massive families. And it's a really riveting family drama, and it's super funny because it's one of those shows that takes you in the world of the ultra rich and then makes fun of them at the same time. So it's a really satisfying watch.
Who won't enjoy that? That's coming up on HBO on Sunday. All right, a couple of good things. Kritika Malik Arjuna from TV Guide, really appreciate it as always.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kritika. It's 8:51, and we're going to come back with more in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.